began discussing the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara cites the Mishnah that Im Yesh Orim Yiskayim B'Chol Samav. It's necessary to confirm the Eidim on the Get. The Gemara is bothered by the following question: that how can this be? Rabbi Yochanan says that Orim means that Ein Irapachos Mishnayim. It means that there are two Eidim that come forward, and they're questioning the validity of this Get. And now you're going to go ahead and validate and certify the chasimos. So if that really is true, you're going to have a case of trey. So how is that going to help us? Trey, and now allow the woman to go ahead and to get married? How would this possibly be? The Gemara says that no, ela ir er dabal. We're not talking about eidim that are coming forward, but the Baal himself is questioning the legitimacy of. In that case, if there are Eidim that are confirmed, that yes, the Eidim will be Ne'eman. And what happens if this does not occur, that the Baal does not come forward and question the integrity of the Get? So clearly then, we don't require Kiyum Hashtar, the Kiyum HaChasimos. The Kiyum HaChasimos is necessary. Mikar Hadin as a response to the Ira Baal. If that would not occur, so therefore, we would be able to proceed. How could this possibly be done, after all, if you're not mekayim the get? So the answer is very simply, Gimel Amar Aleph, Reish Lakish, that Eidim Achasim Ashtar are K'mishenech Kredusan Bebezdin Dami. After all, that Kiyum Shtaros is not required at all. We could assume on the face of it that this is considered to be a get, which is kasher. And if the Baal will question, yes, then we have to respond, we'll have to discuss, Daraisa, Drabanan. But the default position is the Eidemar Kmishenekre Eidusan Bebezendam. Well, and therefore, for example, our opening sugyas, if a Shliach comes, even if his get is brought from Chutz Laretz, his representation, Befanei Nichtam, Befanei Nechtam, is considered to be sufficient because, after all, the need to Mekayim, the get, the Shtar, is only a din Drabanan. How do you know that? The answer is Reish Lakish. That's exactly what Reish Lakish says. Ein demachasum al hashtar k'mishenekre edusan bebezen dami, meaning that even without kiyum hashtar, the integrity of the get is already clear. The Ritva points out, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, der maskil b'din, is this really true? Is this what Reish Lakish said? Yeah, you see the Gemara Daf Gimel, of course that's what Reish Lakish said. But the Ritva is very bothered. You know, the Gemara is borrowing. The Gemara says that let's apply the statement of Reish Lakish. What was the context of the statement of Reish Lakish? So the Ritva is so bothered because when you look in the sugya, Ksuvas Daf Yudches Amud Beis, the context of Reish Lakish is very, very different. And who says it's talking about a get or a shtar that is Einu Mekuyam? Who says that that's the case at all? After all, when you look in that sugya, the Gemara tells us the following. You have Eidim that go ahead and sign a shtar. Do they have a right to go ahead and to alter, to modify that Eidus? That's a sugya of Kevin Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid. When Eidus is given and the Eidus is complete, so in such a case, you know what? You no longer have that ability to say, I retract, I rescind, I modify. After all, that once nigmar ha'edus, then eino chozer umagen. Okay? So one has to ask themselves an important question. What exactly is that point of time? When do you say that the edus is complete? And therefore, you know what? That's history. That's done. You can no longer go ahead and revisit. So you know what Reish Lakish says? Very, very simply. If the edim are chasumim al hashtar, k'mishenech k'redusim ebezden dami. And therefore, it's subject to the halacha of kevin shehigid shuv eino chozer umagen. That's it. Eidim can no longer go ahead and say, you know what, but maybe this, maybe that. Once Eidim chasum al hashtar, k'mishenech k'redusim bebezden dami, and it's just at that point in time, we assume eino chozer umagen. The same thing would be true in our case as well. Okay. But who in the world says that according to Reish Lakish, you don't require Kiyum Hashtar? You don't require a Kiyum Hashtar. Reish Lakish apparently was dealing with just something which is technical. And that is, at what point in time do we assume that, you know what, it's too late. You cannot go ahead and revisit. You cannot go ahead and say, never mind. And so Rish Lakish said, you know what, that once you go ahead and sign the document, therefore, shuv eno chozer umagid. So this is a huge jump, the Ritva's bothered by no. The Gemara there in Ksuvish just says that, you know what, that when this is established, what does it mean when this is established? When this is established. You know what I'll tell you? When you're Mekayim the Shtar. Maybe when it's established, and you're Mekayim the Shtar, Seno Chozer Magin. All Rish Lakish just simply said is there comes a point in the Shtar where you can no longer know and do so. Now, our Gemara says, whoa, you know what that means? That from the moment of the Chasimah without the Kiyum Hashtar, the Shtar is valid, to the point that we assume that there's no need to Mekayim the Shtar. So the Ritva is very bothered that, like, I understand maybe in a general sense there's a relationship between these two positions. But how in the world do you know that that was the statement of Rish Lakish? How do you even know Rish Lakish and Ksus Tav Ches was talking about a Shtar Sheni Mekuyam? Maybe it means that once indeed the Shtar is validated, you have no right to go ahead and to make any shift whatsoever. Why? Because, k'mishenechra, edusan bebezendami. What exactly does that mean? K'mishenechra, edusan bebezendami. And what is the role? What is the role of Jewish v'chakira? What is the role of Jewish v'chakira? Well, obviously, you know, they didn't come to Bezdin. They testify. You know, Bezdin has to kind of cross-examine. They have to go ahead and interrogate. You have to engage in that element of Jewish and Chakira, but why is that necessary? And what exactly is the Hagdara of Jewish and Chakira in and of itself? When you look in the Sugya, in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, right, the Mishnah later in Sanhedrin, and Daf Lamed Beis, and Medalim. So that's where the Gemara tells us the following, the Devar Torah. Oh, but you know what the Din Daraisa is? The Recha Dini Mamanos, Recha Dini Fashas. The Jewish and Chakira. Jewish v'chakira is required both when it comes to edus of nefashos and when it comes to edus of mamon. How do I know it's true when it comes to edus of nefashos? You know what the answer to that question is? It's a pasuk, no? In Dvarim Yud Gimel, in the context of din nefashos, the Torah tells us v'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that indeed that's true, right? A pasuk that was just confirmed, no? It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Dvarim Yud Gimel. Good. Right, and now, how do you know what applies in Dini Mamanos? There's no pasuk. No pasuk directly. Ooh, but the Parsha Samuel, right? V'yikra chavdala. Mishpat echad yelachem. Mishpat echad yelachem. There the Torah is speaking about cases of mamon. And here the Torah tells us, mishpat echad. It's not that there are two different systems of mishpat when it comes to nefashos and mamon, and therefore, ooh, what is true of the nefashos is true when it comes to din mamonos as well, when you learn Masechet Sanhedrin, it's a very important deal. Which dinim do we argue, oh, what is true of nefashos is true of mamon, and which dinim do you assume is uniquely true when it comes to din nefashos? There's certain dinim that are obviously only true when it comes to nefashos, despite the fact that mishpat echad yelachem. Okay? So here, drish v'chakira, right, that's something that applies to both dinim mamonos and when it comes to din nefashos. You know, but the Gemara does say in Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel that, you know what, that we suspend the need for drish v'chakira in cases of dinim mamonos. I go ahead and I lend you money. And all of a sudden, you know what? The Edom come forward and say, the money is owed, we're good to go. Bezdin's going to play pretty easy on the Edom, no? They're not going to go ahead and try to blow them away and interrogate them and to discredit them. But why is that true? Midaraisa, echad dini mamonos, echad dini nefashos. You know what the Gemara answers? Uma tam amru dini mamonos, lo dini jivisha chakira, kidei shlo tino delas bifnei lovim. Kidei shlo tino delas bifnei lovim. Oh, you know what? That's not the din daraisa. We want to encourage people to go ahead and to grant these loans. And we want to make it relatively easy for the malva to go in to collect. And if we hassle the Aden, that would not be the case. So therefore, this is a takanar of the Lana Mishun Nilas Deles. Just like the Sugya Sanhedrin Daf Gimel when it comes to cases of Mumchim, where Rabbi Avo says, the caliber of the Dayan, of being a Samuch, but that's limited to Din Nefashos. The minyan hadayanim is different in din nefashos and din mamonos, but the caliber of a dayan that he has to be a dayan is a mumche. So in such a case, that only applies there; it doesn't apply here. That also is covered by mishpat echad yelachem. So why is it that we allow a bezin to be done in certain cases, the din of mamonos, without mumchim, even a bezna, hediotos, we discussed at length, no? The takana derabanan shlaltino deles, bifnei lovin. So you know what? That's one of the dinim that we suspend the need for drisha and chakir. Here I would raise the following issue. When you learn this parsha, Dvaram Yud Gimel, drisha v'chakir, drisha v'chakir. How do you understand, right, the essence, the nature of drisha v'chakir? Right? One possibility is to say as follows, that the drisha v'chakir is considered to be part of the ikar ha'edus. Is considered to be migufa shel edus, to the point that maybe one could argue the chiddush that until drisha v'chakira, the edus is incomplete. If I ask you the following, that when do we argue? Kfar nigmar edus. At what point do we say that's true? Kfar nigmar edus. You know what I'll answer? Drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira, that verification, that's considered to be part of the gufo shel edus, and the edus is incomplete without. Or maybe one could understand, you know, a very different way. Maybe one could argue that, you know, the edus comes to its conclusion, you know, when the eden stops speaking, when the Haggadah's edus comes to an end. You know what? It's true. There's a mitzvah, which is muteles al habezdin, but it's part of the chovas bezdin. You know what? That's our job. Our job to ensure that this is a din emes, ushvatatem tzedek. No, and therefore part of our obligation is to go ahead and do a lot of things. No, there are a lot of dinim that govern how it is that bezdin will go ahead and adjudicate that particular case. You know. There'll be poteach v'schus, poskim in hatzad. There are a lot of details in terms of what the role of the bezdin is in order to go ahead and to see to it that the psak din is indeed an accurate one. And maybe one of those requirements is a chovas bezdin of idarashta v'chakarta. Is it so obvious that we assume that that's considered to be part of the ikar ha'edus to the extent that I would argue that this is incomplete without? Or do you argue that no, that you know what, yes, the edus has come to an end, step one, but now step two means, okay, now the assessment of Bezdin is necessary, and that masa umatan, that assessment, that birur, requires obviously that Drisha Chakir indeed is necessary. Or I would even argue as follows, let's say this takana drabanan, you know what, that dine mamanos lobin in Drisha Chakir. How would you understand the nature of this dindrabana? This nature of dindrabana. One sounds more shocking maybe than the other. One possibility is as follows. You know, we tell Bezdin, you know, kid gloves. You know, be careful. It's true, you have to be mevar demes. But you know what? That, and you have a chiyuv typically of, interrogation. And when it comes to dina fashos, let them have it. When it comes to, right, dina mamanos, you know, the takana drabanan uprooted was mafkia, the chovas bezdin of drisha v'chakira. Well, or maybe one could argue possibly differently, something that sounds stunning. Wait, if drisha v'chakira is really part of the edus. So I'll tell you like a fascinating chiddush, that maybe now the takana drabanan means that we allow the process to continue with incomplete edus. Complete edus means edus that was verified. And if there are certain cases that we're going to argue that, you know what, you can get by without that process, that's another way of saying that, you know what, that there's certain cases that will allow the process to continue although the edus is considered to be incomplete. It's not just simply a question of the mitzvos hamutolos al hadayanim. It's not just simply part of a chovas bezdin, but something which is more than that. Now, it's the very essence, the substance of the edus in and of itself. Well, that sounds like a stunning chiddush. But you know what? When you look at the Rambam, maybe now with this Haggadah, you know, it stands out. But take a look at that Rambam. You know what the Rambam writes? The Rambam begins. Hachakiros v'hadrishos heim hadvarim shehem ikar ha'edus. No? The Rambam describes. You know what Drisha v'chakir is? This is the heart and soul. This is the fabric of the Eidus itself. It's the fabric of the Eidus. This isn't just simply like a mitzvah mutelis al hadyanim that is peripheral, but this is considered to be ikar ha'edus. And the Rambam says, you know why that's true? Because what in the world is Drisha v'chakir? What is Drisha v'chakir? Well, the Rambam writes the following, Kavana Samais. Drisha v'chakir means that, you know, that the description of what occurred is accurate. Is accurate. That what the Edom are saying is absolute emes. And of course, the Rambam says that that includes the questions of Drisha v'chakira, because you know what Drisha v'chakira is? Where and when? Where and when? Yeah, that's pretty important. No? Where and when? Where and when this occurs? You know, maybe I'll ask you the following, why in the world is that so important? No? The where and the when? No? It's important to me that Reuben killed Shimon, you know? Whether it happened on this block, or whether it happened on that block, or whether it happened on a Monday or a Tuesday, that's considered to be so, so pressing. So, so pressing. So you know what the Rambam writes, right? Of course it's pressing. Because part of the requirement of Eidus, is Eidus Shatiyach al-Hazima. Eidus Shatiyach al-Hazima. It has to be subject to contradiction. If it's not subject to contradiction, the Rambam clearly implies the Eidus is incomplete. The Eidus is incomplete. You know, if I can go ahead and say something and I can get away with one through my teeth, and no one can really come and say that, what in the world? It didn't happen then, but you don't know what the then is. It didn't happen there. You don't say where the there is. It's not just merely, you know what? That's a very fundamental difference between, for example, Drish and Chakira as opposed to Bedikos. No? Sometimes when it comes to Dinafasha, there's a big difference between the Darashna Chakarta and Shalta Hitev, no? Shalta Hitev includes, you know, a fact set that I would not say necessarily impairs the Eidus. Impairs the Eidus. But Drisha v'chakira, the Eidus is incomplete. The Eidus is incomplete. You know what? So let's say you ask them a very detailed question. You know, what color were the socks of? No? You mentioned this in the past. No? So, okay. And the guy says, I, you know, a generation ago, he said, I didn't notice. He didn't notice socks. Right? I didn't notice. It wasn't the in thing to do then. No? So, in that case, so, you don't throw out the Eidus. You don't throw out the Eidus. A Chiddush in Din and Nefashos, we don't allow Hachasha in Bedikas. Because can you really have a Tzirif Hakat? A Tzirif Hakat where there's Hachasha. But if a guy says any day when it comes to Bedika, we're good to go. Imagine you're going to say any Bedika when it comes to Drisha v'chakir. Where did this happen? I'm not sure. When did this happen? I'm not sure. The Rambam writes the Eidus is incomplete. And that's the whole Chiddush of Eidus She'atel Kalazima. I'll tell you, Eidus She'atel Kalazima has two halves to it. No? One part's the most basic, and that is without it, the Eidus is incomplete. Another element of Eidus She'atel Kalazima, I would say, is much more technical. It has nothing to do with the integrity of the Eidus, but the need to be able to carry out Kasha Zaman. No? Like, for example, I'm made that a person's a Ben Grusha, but I'm not a Kohen. No? My Eidus is absolutely complete. This is exactly what happened, but you know what? But how are you going to impose a Kasha Zaman? Oh, so a Chiddush, you know what? Well, if I'm lying, I'm proven to Eidus Zaman, I'll get Malkus. You know what? That's a good enough substitute for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And that's the first tosis of Sechas Makos, the Beis Amadal. When do you assume that a substitute onish is good enough to maintain the requirement of Kasha Zama? I would tell you that requirement of Kasha Zama is much more technical. It means meeting out a particular onish. The most basic requirement of Kasha Zama means Eidus has to be complete. Well, how do you know whether it's complete or whether it's incomplete? Why do I say that Eidos without Zman and Malkum is incomplete? And Eidos without a Bedika is complete? Oh, you know what the answer is. Because if you don't know the color of the guy's socks, you can still contradict the assumption, the assertion. If you don't even know where and when it occurred, you can't even begin to weigh in. No? It didn't happen. What do you mean it didn't happen? You don't even know where and when. How can you even weigh in? So the Rambam emphasizes, you should realize that, you know what, that the drisha v'chakir is part of the ikar ha'edus. It's mamish the kavana samais and the zman and makom, and all of that is necessary in order to have the most basic concept of edus hatayacho lahazima. You don't get the impression from the Rambam shita that, you know what, it's just simply chovas bezdin. Just see to it that the din is an emes and it's not a din maruma, but rather ikar ha'edus. When you look in the Rambam in Ochos Malva Velova Perik Yitzayin Alachates, you get that impression from the Rambam as well. Well, the Rambam writes the following, that you know what, let's say you have a shtar mamo, and ein bo zman klal. Let's assume start with that, a regular shtar. And you know what? It doesn't say when. So guess what? The Rambam writes, we'll allow that shtar to be used. Tochus malva v'lov. We'll allow that shtar mamon to be used, even there's no man. The Rambam, how can that be? If it doesn't say when, how can you contest? Eidos without his man. Oh, so the Rambam writes, don't be so bothered, because after all, in Dini Mamados, we're not midaktik with Jerisha v'chakira, because Lotino Delis bifnei Lovin. Well, so realize, again, this is like all part. I have a shtar, and it looks as though the shtar is incomplete. It's missing vital information. The Rambam writes, yeah, but realize that even though Mikra then yes, but you know, we suspended that requirement of Jerisha v'chakira kadesh Lotino Delis bifnei Lovin. Wow. And in our family, that's why the shtar is kosher. And if it wouldn't be for that, if it wouldn't be for that fact, guess what? The whole shtar would be puzzle. I'd throw it out. I wouldn't say that Bezdin didn't do their due diligence. I would say that the shtar isn't complete. The only reason the shtar is complete is because, again, Shlotino Delis, Bifnei Lovin. Wow. So take a look at this other Rambam, no? Hilchos Eidos, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. The Rambam discusses the halacha of Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Achozer Magid. Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Achozer Magid. Once Eidos is complete, that's it. You can't just say, like, never mind. You can't be Chozer, you can't modify. We discussed in the later Shirim, now, when do you have a Sfas Chazara? How long is the Sfas Chazara? When can you say, no, you know, no, Gittin, Kedushin, Mekach HaMemkar. When it comes to Eidos, Kevin, Shehigid, Shuvin, Ochos, Ramageh. So take a look at that Rambam. It's like stunning, no? In Ochos Eidos, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. The Rambam writes, Kol Eid. You ready? No. Shenechkra Eidusin Bebezdin. That's unbelievable, no? Kol Eid, Shenechkra Eidusin Bebezdin. Once already Bezdin performed the drisha v'chakira, ben bedina mamnos, ben bedina fashas, eino yachal aksiva. Wow. The Rambam understood in a very literal sense. When Eidos is complete, shuvin ochoz ramagid, but the Eidos is not complete ad la'achar drisha v'chakira. So therefore, once drisha v'chakira occurs, so eino yachal aksiva. That's something which is pretty stunning. So that's like what the Sma points out. The beginning of Ochos Eidos and Simin Samach Tes, Sivkat Nalev. That you realize that, you know, that without the drisha of Hakira, that lo nigmara Eidos, and you could be Chozer Amagid, but once Bezim goes in and kind of lays it down, and they confirm, the drisha of Hakira will determine the time of the Gemara Eidos. And we look at that in the Sivas, the very beginning of Ochos Eidos, Perachot Tes Sivkot Nalev. the Nesivas quotes the Urim V'Tumim that writes that one could disagree. The Tumim has a deal, Kenatosus, Psachim Dafir Aleph, that that's not true. That's not true. When I stop talking, Meidus is complete. And Shuvin Ophozeromagi. And you know what? Maybe it'll take Bezdin another hour to do whatever they have to do. But the window of the Gemar Ha'edus is not going to be determined by the Shastri Shivachakira. But the Rambam took it very, very literally. Very, very. Maybe that's Mamish, the Iker Hadin of Reish Lakish. Because when Reish Lakish wanted to say that once you're made, Shuvin Ochoz Ramagid, so what's the expression of Reish Lakish? No. Because once you go ahead and sign something, you know why you can't change your mind? Because Kamishan Nekre Dusan Abezdin Dami. Why Kamishan Nekre Dusan Abezdin? Why not just simply say that, you know what? That once you sign, your Eidos Fichsav is affirmed. No. We have to say more than that. No. Let's say the Rambam. Kevin Shigit Shuvan Achoz Ramagid is only Lachar Jewish Shivachakira. So I signed this document. Yeah, but this document was not presented in Beis Din. This document was not subject to anything more. All it was signed. So Reish Lakish has to tell us, you know, a signed document is like La'achar Drisha V'chakira, even for the Lach and Ksuvas Nafir Ches, of Kevin Shigit Shuvan Achoz Ramagin. So according to the Rambam, right, it's the house, no? That you obviously have, no? That once you go ahead and you have the Chasimus Eidim, it's Mamish Kmisha Nechrei Dusan Bezen Dami, that's what Reish Lakish says, that Shuvin Ochozer Magid, Shuvin Ochozer Magid. Wow, that's something which is like, and I'll tell you another Rambam, no? The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Gerush, the last Halach in Hilchos Gerush, Perekut Gimel of Chavtes. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? When it comes, for example, to issues, on the one hand, that's so chamor. Mamish, you know, arayos, achiyuv misa, achiyuv kares, mamzerus. The stakes couldn't be higher. Right? The chomer ha'aver of arayos, mamish erag vayavu. And on the other hand, we relax, we soften the requirements of Eidos. It's like a little unusual, no? That it's so chamor and we're so meikum. No? So this is what the Rambam has to kind of, you know, so the Rambam writes, al yiksha beinecha. Don't be bothered by this. That, you know what? That the chachamim relax the requirements of Eidos. Shehitiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamura. We're going to be matir and eishas ish. With a level of raya that doesn't seem to be an absolute raya alinta. The Rambam writes, don't be so surprised about that, because you know what? We have a great basis to do so. No? The Rambam quotes, it's a milsa David legluye. Oh, that's very important. No? A milsa David legluye. If they're lying through their teeth, but they're going to say the guy died, and all of a sudden, tomorrow he comes to shul, you know, it's avida l'gluye. Amil s'avi gulim m'shakri inshi. Well, you know what we call that? L'lir shiurim, no? Tosus kedushin avam tesma beis. Anan sahade. Sometimes the circumstance is so compelling that, you know what? That's called edus. So the Rambam writes, like, realize, even though it might seem as if we're softening the recurrence of Eidos, but there are other moving parts here. No? There are other moving parts. Isha daiku minseva, right? A woman before she's going to marry is going to be absolutely certain that her husband is no longer alive. Because if she's wrong, catastrophic. No? Teitzi, mizel, mizev, lad mamzer, like, terrible. And it's mamish avir l'gluye. The husband will come home next week. No, she's asulabal. Children mamzerim, and mishumi gunet kili berabanan. So don't be so surprised. The Rambam writes that something can be so chamor, but the chachamim, right, utilizing, right, the due diligence, obviously, no, that, you know, they allow to relax. What does relax mean? What does relax mean? So I would just tell you this Rambam, like, in terms of the shir, like, ooh, no? The Rambam writes, Ayik Shevenecha, don't be so bothered, that on the one hand, our arsus are chamor. On the other hand, we're maternish ish with edus isha. No? A woman comes forward and says, Meis Vali. Or an evid can be made. Tragically, I was there and I saw that the husband was killed. A shivcha. A guy who's Mesiach Lefitumo. Wow, wow. We would never allow this for edus. Or even ed mipi ed. Or mipi haksav. What are all these examples of? All these are examples of, to say incomplete is an understatement, no? Incomplete edus. Incomplete, it's not edus at all, no? Isha, Eved, Shivcha, Mesiach Lefitumo, Eid Mipi'e, Mipi'aksav. This doesn't seem to be formal edus at all. And the Ram adds one more case to the list, no? Uvalo Drisha V'chakira. No? That I think is an impressive deal, no? Uvalo Drisha V'chakira. You know, the Ram wants to show you that, you know what, that the Anan Sadeh is so powerful, we're going to allow a woman to remarry without licensed Eidus. For example, a woman in Eved Shivcha, B'Sichli B'Tumo, Eid Mipi'e, B'Atzav, and below Jerisha V'Chakira. You know what I would have said? I'm good with every example. But below Jerisha V'Chakira, whoa. But that's such a compelling example. Two Eidim K'sherim that are made, that this woman is not an Eishes Ish, but they weren't interrogated by Beis Din. You're going to put that in the same category as, like, Mesiach Lechituman, Eid Mipi'e, Mipi'aksav. So you know what I would tell you? Yeah, don't forget those other Rambams. No? Kevin Shehigit Shuv in Amogen, Choser Amagit begins Lachar Jivisha V'Chakira, meaning the Eidus is incomplete. This is not Eidus. It's not that Jewish Shavakir is considered to be Ume Chovas, Mechovas Abezdin, Mechovas Abezdin. But it's as though the Eidus is incomplete. Take a look at the Mukhe Yosef. Ooh, Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, Oud Beis, and Daf Beharif. Mukhe Yosef writes the following Chiddush. The allowance of being Machshir a get without Zman. Or the Mukhe Yosef writes, you ready? The chen lemekadesh v'shtar, to allow kiddushin, a shtar kiddushin without a zman. If you're going to tell me that, you know what, that's good, without the zman, without the possibility of the drisha v'chakira, without that possibility of the hazama, you know why that's good? You ready for this line? It's like, whoa. You know why that's good? Rokhi Yosef writes, because called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbana Mekadesh, Vafkin the Rabbana Kedushim. That's like unbelievable, no? That's unbelievable. That means, you know, we're using this overarching power too, you know? You know, there are five sukkahs and shas of called the Mekadesh. Where something should not be. But we're absolutely going to override. We're going to turn some things on its head. No? There's an onus gamor that should invalidate this get, and we're going to ignore the onus and allow the get to go through. Wow. A Baal is going to do something, or get naflam et gimel, that he shouldn't do, and we're going to uproot the kedushin. That's pretty unusual. You know, that usually means, when do you have to invoke, like a kol de mekadesh, afkin b'la kedushim minei, in cases where recognize that what you're doing has no integrity at all. This is not a get. This is not a get. The whole thing was known as gomor. No, this is not a get. But you know what? We are going to allow women to remarry. That's afkos kedushim. Well, like that's like, you know? So Mugi Yosef applies this to Zman when it comes to a get. Zman when it comes to a Shtar Kedushin. Because that should be an inherent part of the Eidus. And to say that you can proceed without is like revolutionary. You have to invoke a Kol Makadesh. I wouldn't say it's so revolutionary to say that, you know, Beis Din doesn't have to, you know, put on the boxing gloves. No, they can wear kid gloves interrogating the Eidus. But here we're dealing with something more, right? Eidus, which otherwise is considered to be incomplete. So Rayas and the Rambam, Hosein Muke Yosef, about the role of Rish HaKiras, and that's pretty powerful. You know, perhaps this could be part of a further Machlokas Rishonim. There is a stunning Chiddush of the Rashbam. The Rashbam and Fisfal, the Balabasra, the Kuf Yudal. But the Ramban writes the following, Chiddush, and the Ramban discusses this at very, very great length. Rashbam, Balabasra, Kuf Yudal, the Ramban and the Sugir Masl Ema, where the Rashbam says the following, that Eidus Balayla is Eidus Gemura. Even though, like all those sugyas, you know, that Eidus is Bayom, not Eidus is Balayla. But if Eidus occurs at night, it has a Chalos Eidus, Eidus Gemurahi. And you know what? Beis Din can act on that Eidus. Even though, typically speaking, when it comes to cases of din, based off the din lebokar mishpat, but you know what? Din is only bayom. This is again Rosh Hashanah Cafe. Maybe technical differences between tchilas din and gemar din when it comes to dimamos din nefashos. And the nefashos, the gemar din bayom, the namamanos of the tchilas din was bayom, one is allowed to continue. Din is bayom. Once gave a lengthy shiur, like the fact that, Kiddush HaChodesh is only bayom. Is that me dine Kiddush HaChodesh? In the consciousness of Chodesh of the Bayom. Is that Midine Kiddush HaChodesh? Or can one argue very simply? Kiddush HaChodesh is done Al Yedei Beis Din. And Yeshivas Beis Din is only Bayom. So you put the two and two together, you need a Beis Din, and Beis Din is only Bayom. So guess what? So the sum of the parts that Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom. Is that really true that Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom? Is just a function of Yeshivas Beis Din? Is that a function of Yeshivas Beis Din? I think it opens up like a whole world. Is that considered to be like Midine Kiddush HaChodesh? No. Tosus raises and brachos and daf lamed and beis. You know, if you forget Yalav Yav and Marav and Rosh Chodesh, you're not chosen. Because Kiddush HaChodesh is only on that balayla. You know what Tosus says? Whoa, this was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, Tosus says, no? This was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. So guess what? Beis Din didn't do anything. No? Beis Din declares that today is Rosh Chodesh. It's a chaser. It's a malay. It's night two of Rosh Chodesh. Beis Din doesn't do anything. You forget Yalav Yavo. You're not chozer. Because Kiddush HaChodesh is only bayom. Kiddush HaChodesh is only bayom. So Tosfos writes like this, Tani Kiddush Brachos Daf Lamed. You know what? Maybe on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you have to be chozer. Wow, that's pretty heavy, no? And then Tosfos writes like, bam, no, ein svar l'chalek. Nah. But no, there's some efforts. No, why no? That was a great svar l'chalek, no? That if it's a male, there's no Beis Din. So what are you telling me that Yeshivas Beis Din is only bayom and apalayla? Tos ein svar l'chalek. So the Ursameach is so bothered. No, why in the world ein svar l'chalek? There's svar muchachas l'chalek. So some ask, right, you know, I came across a Tosus on Hinei Daf Yud, you know, where Tosus writes in one line that even when Beis Din Shamala is Makadesh, they're also only Makadesh Bayom and not Balayla. So Rosh Hashanah writes, I'm not sure where Tosfos got this from, but I guess that's the answer to the question, no? That even Bez and Shomala is only Mekadesh the Chodesh by Yom Anap Alayla. It's a fascinating deal, right? Kiddush HaChodesh by Yom, is that Medina Kiddush HaChodesh? Is that only Medina Yeshivas Bezdin? Because Yeshivas Bezdin is only by Yom, it's not by Laila. Yeshivas Bezdin is only by Yom, not by Laila. Okay. The Rashbam writes the Kiddush. The Rashbam writes that Eidus can be by Laila. Eidus can be by Laila. And Yecholin Ladu Mamachar by Yom. If the Eidim are made at night, so guess what? The Dayanim can't now finish with Psak Din, but you know what they'll do? Tomorrow morning, they will deliberate based on the Eidus that was delivered at night. That's like the Sheet of the Rashbam. The Sheet of the Rashbam. The Eidus can be Balayla. One of the kashas that Ramban writes against the Rashbam, in Bo'avasar Kuf Yedalet, you know what the Ramban writes? What do you mean? Isn't it beforeish when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh? If lo hispik lo makudosh ha'shetevshah, that's it, you're done. Don't you see that Yom HaLayla is considered to be Ma'akev? It's fascinating. The Rashbam is talking about regular cases of Eidus, and the Ramban brings the right from Kiddush HaKodesh. That's a fascinating deal. But that's the Sheet of the Rashbam. So if you take a look at the Rash, there in that sugya in Baba Basra, Pereches, Simen Gimel, the Rash writes, Isn't it obvious that Drisha V'Chakira is only by Yom, not by Laila. Drisha V'Chakira is only by Yom and not by Laila. So how can the Rashbam say Eidus is by Laila if Drisha V'Chakira Mefurish in the Gemara Shanaf Kafei is only by Yom and not by Laila? If Drisha V'Chakira is only Bayom, how can you argue that Eidus is considered to be Balayla? That's the kasha of the Rush. So you know what I would tell you? You know what the Rush is assuming? Ooh, like that Rambam? That Drisha V'Chakira is Gufo Shel Eidus. Gufo Shel Eidus. It's not just a Chovas Bezdin. But it's considered to be Migufo Shel Eidus. Eidus is incomplete until after Drisha V'Chakira. So if Drisha V'Chakira is only Bayom, Eidus is only Bayom. What's wrong with having Drisha V'Chakira Balayla? If not for the need for Eidus to be Bayom. You know what the Rashbam would argue? You know what the Pashtun Shah would argue? That Eidus could be Balayla, but the mitzvos hamutelas al ha-bezdin are only Bayom. That's part of Yeshiva's Bezdin. So what's wrong with assuming that although Drisha V'Chakira is only Bayom, Midine Chovas HaBezdin, but the Gufo Shel Eidus can be even Balayla. And the Rosh doesn't envision this at all. No, Hoshem Shat, the Rosh is assuming. That's just what Rav Zsolti writes. In Mishnei Siavis, Hoshem Mishpat Simen Yudav, the Chiddush. He thinks that this should be part of that Machlokas, the Rashbam and the Rosh. What can you prove from the fact that Drisha V'Chakira is Bayom? Does that have any relevance on whether Hagadas HaEidus is only Bayom? If Drisha V'Chakira is the Gemar HaEidus and the Eidus is incomplete without, so therefore, what is true of one should be true of the other, exactly the Rosh's Kasha against the Rashbam. And maybe the Rashbam argues that's not true, that Drisha V'Chakira is not in the Hagdara of Eidus. In the Hagdara of Eidus, but very different. That is, Midine Bezdin, and Dine Bezdin, Yeshivas Bezdin, of course, is Bayom, and not considered to be Balayla. Okay?
What a novel judgment, like, in the North and Heaven.
Right?
What was the, and then you she brought blood over it, how do you do?
Right. So it, what happens, bidi evid if? That's part of the sugin, Rosh Hashanah Kafei. What happens if there was part of the din bayom, part by Laila, is it obvious that it's considered to be likuva, right? Even bidi evid. Oh, so now let's get back. Now, so the Ritva writes the following. Ritva writes that Rish Lakish simply said, that once you go ahead and sign, Kave and Shigit Shuvin Echozer Magid. how do we know that that means the Kiyum Shtaros is only a Din Rabbanan? How indeed do you know that that indeed is the case? How do you know that that's true? So the Ritva has two terutzim, no? Davke Mamarav. Terutz number one of the Ritva was like, Ein Achinami. Right? I wouldn't say it's Muchach. I wouldn't say that given the Sivim Ksuvas Dafir Ches, about Kev and Shikit Shubanachot Zermagid, that means that Kiyum Shtaros is only a Din Rabbanan. But you know what? The Ritva writes in the first Teretz, it's like, Ein Achinami, no? Kim Lahu. We know, that's what Rish Lakish said. We know when Rish Lakish made his statement that when Edim sign, you're done, that means Afilu Bishtar Shein Mekuyam. Because Rish Lakish didn't say, Bamed Vram Amurim. You need Kiyum HaShtaros. Rish Lakish said categorically, a signed document. Oh, a signed document means whether it was validated or whether it was not validated, whether it was authorized, whether it was not authorized. No? V'lo amar dafka b'shtar mekuyam. That's the first error, said the Ritva writes. Maybe I could have separated these dinim. Maybe I could have said once they didn't sign in Chozer Magid, but you still need Kiyum HaShtar. But that was not what Rish Lakish was saying. Because Rish Lakish did not say that. Kim lehu bahi, stomach amar, lo amar dafka b'shtar mekuyam. And then the Ritva writes the second terrace. No, when Rish Lakish said, "K'mishenech kreidusam bebezin dami," you know what that means? "K'mishenech kreidusam bebezin" means that the edus is absolutely complete. Nigmar edusa. Alima milsa deshtara. It means the shtar now is empowered. It's empowered with the Chasima Seidim. I use the phrase we did not give, Ashvi Ishtara. This is a Yetzirah, this is a creation. And there's no way in the world, forget about the language, there's no way in the world you can say that the Shtar is created Al Yedei Chasima, but, you know, you need Kiyum HaShtar. The whole notion of Kami Shenech Kredusa Mebezim Dami means, so you know what? When I go ahead and I may it verbally, I wouldn't say that this is complete. That requires Rishva Chakira. The Edel Salpeh is not complete. It requires, so to speak, Kiyum. Kiyum is, okay, Al Yedei Rishva Chakira. But with Rish Lakish is telling us that when Edom are Chosen, it's Kenech Kredusim Vezendami, it means that the Edus is complete. The Edus is confirmed. That's what it means. So obviously the Gemara says that Kiyum Shtaros would not be required, Mikra Din. How can you say the Edus is complete and confirmed if you say, but you know what, but validation is necessary? So when Rish Lakish is describing to you why it is that Kev and Shigah Shumara Chozer Magid, he's demonstrating that the Edus is complete, the Edus is confirmed, and that means it's Kmishenech Kredusa Bezendami, because without the Drisha Bechakira, the Edus is not intact. The Edus is incomplete. And if you're telling me that the Chasima Seidim is comparable to, we'll have to see why, but the Chasima Seidim is comparable to Drisha Bechakira, it means we're done. Done means it's complete, it's confirmed, and therefore, two nafkaminas, not just simply like Kimlu. Two nafkaminas. One is Enochos Ramagit. Number two is Kiyum Shtaros. It's only a Din Rabbanan. And you can't separate them. The first teretz of the Ritva is that, you know what? We know that this is what Rish Lakish said. You know, he didn't like waver and modify. We know this is what he said. But in principle, maybe one could have. And the second teretz is more than that. No, that's the essence, that's the energy, right, of the shtar. That the chasimah sashtar means it's considered to be nigmar mukuyam. Why exactly is that true? Why is that true? So the Ritva writes the following line. Again, you have to see what exactly this line means, maybe with nafkaminas. Because kol adam nizar shelo lasos shtar b'shek. Because no person in their right mind is going to forge and falsify. That's not. You know, sometimes you catch a person, you know, maybe he'll say something which is like a half a truth, you know, but he's going to be like a forger. He's going to falsify documents. That's already like a different degree, no? Similar to what Rashi said in Gimel Aleph, no? Lo chatzif inish l'ziyufe, no? You know, maybe a person will fudge when they speak. Maybe a person will speak a half-truth. But yeah, their mamish going to go ahead and, you know, forge documents. Forge documents. You know, why bother checking the guy's passport? No, if he's going to lie, so he'll just forge the passport, no? The answer is it's a madrega, you know, like, okay, a lot of people you know, have a loose mouth. No, but you know what? But you're going to forge all your documents, right? That already is a little beyond, right? So the Ritva writes, what do you mean? That's not, you know. Shlalaso sheker b'star rashi lo chatzif inish l'ziyufe. So I would just raise the following and then we'll have to continue. No? What exactly does this mean? What exactly does this mean? Does this just simply mean a chazaka? Let's call it a rubid lesakama. There are very few people. You know, we have a lot of majors, but forgery is not like one of them. You know, like very few people, like, you know, that's what I do for a living. Right? I forge documents. Very few people do that. And therefore, it's not something that's on the map. We have a chazaka, that azam nizar, b'chatzif finish as yufe. Or could one argue it means something more than that? No? When we did the Tosus in Dabdaldam and Aleph, always go back to that Tosus, no? The Kaimalon. When Tosus was describing what a shtar means, you know, it seemed from Tosus that, you know what, this is really powerful, that the shtar is made al atzma. The shtar is made al atzma, that the shtar is kosher. No? All you had, for example, was Edi Chasima. If all you have is Edi Chasima, how in the world do you know that this woman is divorced? No? How do you know that that's true with your Edi Chasima? Or how can a woman produce a shtar, a get, as a shtar raya, that she's divorced? How do you know any of that happened? So Tosa says, what do you mean? We connect the dots, no? We know that the Baal authorized the writing of the get. We know that they're Edom, we know that they're Edom signed. And guess what? She's showing up at the get. You know, we don't assume that, you know what, that this is a forged document. We don't assume that the Baal changed his mind, he threw in the trash and she seized it from the trash. We assume, hakol behech shenaseh. Is that just dinei chazaka, dinei rov? Or can one argue it means something much more than that? No, it means the chefzah shel shtar. The shtar is made al atzmo. The shtar is made al atzmo shu kasha. Even dvar ha'nesafin. Perhaps the chiddush is as follows, that the shtar is made al atzmo she'enu mezuyav. Eidim chum ha'star, means when you have, that status is a shvuyei shtara. So guess what? You know what? That's considered to be edus, that. Not just simply, you know, chances are based on a rover chazaka, that, you know, that a person didn't do, right, that unusual, right, the possibility. And this is what we'll have to see, you know? This possibility of assuming. Means the edus is complete. Oh, in our sugya, the edus is confirmed. And that's exactly what Rish Lakish means. That, you know what? That without any drishva kibra, the edus couldn't be complete. That's like shibcha and evet, edmi pa. And once you argue, the edus is absolutely complete. So therefore, batim sharos, these two halachas will go hand in hand. So is that based on the edus hashtar? Is that based on just simply, right? Sometimes we have a right to rely on a rov, right from a chazaka, and maybe a chazaka that, you know, that mistama that indeed that would occur, and that's enough in order to allow her to go ahead and to remarry, or is it considered to be part of the bechina of edus? Okay.